We are so happy to have joining us this morning Miss Frances Watson from Fort Pierce, Florida. She is the aunt of C.C. Lyles, one of the flight attendants on United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Miss Watson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think of the 9/11 Museum?
Well, I think that anything that can be done to memorialize, keep in the hearts and minds of America what was done on September 11th is always a good thing. There are different ways that, you know, families and loved ones and people in general grieve. So whatever can be met for each family through the memorial, I think, is a beautiful thing.
You and your family each September preserve the legacy and the memory of C.C. by inviting all of Fort Pierce to join you in a celebration. Tell us more about it.
Yes, ma'am. We've been blessed to have the city of Fort Pierce take charge of the memorial each year, and what they do is open the community to come and participate and remember. The key is to remember actually what happened, and we have different speakers that come from the community and loved ones that also lost people during that time come and share their hearts as well. So we do it annually, but again, God has blessed us that our mayor of the city has also adapted the desire to remember 9/11.
Joining us this morning, Miss Frances Watson from Fort Pierce, Florida. She is the aunt of C.C. Lyles, one of the flight attendants on United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Tell us about C.C. She had two sons. What else made her such a special part of your family?
Well, C.C. was a family-oriented young lady, and I think that's very important for us to continue to spread to our children and our grandchildren, and to let them know that how important family is. And C.C. went out of her way to make sure that we had family functions and going from place to place as a family, as a group. I remember right before she passed away, her family had gone on a trip, and she came back the night before, brought her family home, and then there was 9/11. So she was truly a family-oriented young lady, and she loved the Lord. I think through this tragedy, our contentment has been that we know where C.C. is, mm-hmm. and that we know that she is with the Lord, and that we will see her one day. And so I think those are things that keep us calm, keep us moving forward. Even though we remember the day, our heart is not stuck in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Our heart is, I will see you soon.
Mm-hmm. Your family operates a faith-based ministry that works with men and women struggling with addiction. Tell us a little bit about what you all do, because you are walking the talk.
Yes, ma'am. We operate a program called Restoration Ministries, Inc. It's a Christian long-term residential program for women. We also have one for men where we help them, first of all, with their relationship with Jesus Christ. We help them to regain their role in the family, their role as parents, their role as children. We help them with employment, education, and all the things that it takes to return to society strong, successful, and sober.
We thank you so much for joining us, Frances Watson. You still have our prayers as you and your family preserve the memory of your loved one, C.C. Lyles, flight attendant on United Airlines 93, and in your work with the men and women who are struggling with addiction. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.